Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to One Verse and Prayer Ministry with Associate Pastor Lily B. and Associate Pastor Fanny Reed of Zion Hill Church of Zion Hill, Louisiana. The overseer is Pastor Joshua Jordan. You have heard the saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. But I say, a scripture a day keeps the devil away.
Know who you are in Christ. Instructions for Life, the brand new CD from Minister Fanny Reed, inspired by real life events.
During your daily activities, you can decree and declare and meditate on the Word of God. This was revealed to me by the Lord for inspiration. I've learned over the years the Word works. We have to know who we are in Christ in order for the Word to work for us. Let the Word not depart from our mouth day or night. Meditate therein. We will find life, health, and strength even to the marrow of our bones.
Available now at the Zion Hill Church Bookstore in Pineville, Louisiana, or at 318-623-9503. Minister Fanny Reed, know who you are in Christ. Instructions for Life.
Minister Fanny Reed is a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Minister Fanny Reed, and today we're going to talk about fear. And when I say fear, everybody know what's going on. So the prominent thing now that the enemy has put out there is fear. I will be reading from 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. 1 John 4:18. We're going to talk about fear and love this morning. And I don't care how much we love each other, or say we love each other, or show love to each other, nobody can outdo God. Because God say every day we grows into perfection, but only God has perfect love. And I don't care who you are. You could be married, husband and wife, boyfriend and girlfriend, mother, father, children, friends. There is only one perfect love, and that love is in Jesus Christ. And the only way we're going to experience perfect love is through Jesus Christ. Amen? Today, people are so afraid of COVID-19. But I'm going to tell you all this morning, we should be more afraid of whether or not our soul is right with the Lord. It's no problem with COVID-19. The problem should be lying within us. We should make sure that our business is fixed up, like the older people used to say. Make sure we got our business right. And like my daddy used to say, make sure you got your ticket in your hand so you can get on the train. Nobody knows where death lies. The Word of God says. No one knows. But be ready at all times. That's what the Word of God told us. So in order to be ready, we need to know about love so we won't be so scared. That fear is of the enemy. That's not God. God said he came to give us perfect love. Amen? He said even in the midst of the storm, he will give us perfect love. He will give us peace surpass all understanding. Understanding the world don't have and the world cannot give it away. That's the main thing right here. The world cannot give us perfect love. I don't care how many write-ups they got, what they show on TV, what you read, what you do, what's going on out there. Can't nobody give you perfect love but Jesus Christ himself. So if you want to walk around and not be in fear, get in a relationship with God. The only way we're going to find out about this perfect love is get in a relationship with God. And you know what'll happen when you get in a relationship? You begin to know who God is. You begin to trust God. You begin to have faith in God. You begin to rely on God. And everything, you would just put it all in his hand. All of it. Give it all to Jesus. And once we do that, get in that relationship that he want us to have, we'll know what perfect love is. Amen? Because the world itself don't have no peace. He said, the peace I give you, the world cannot give it, and the world cannot take it away. He give us peace that surpasses all understanding. So even in the going through, even if we have loved ones with COVID-19, or we know somebody, it doesn't matter. If you are in relationship with God, he is going to take care of you. He said, he that dwelleth in the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen? He said he's going to take care of us. He said, the earth come around, down around you, be still and know that he's God. The earth is still standing. He said, if it's crumbling down, be still and know that he's God. We can't be still without the peace. It's hard to be still if you ain't got no peace. So the best way to handle this thing is get in a relationship with God. I'm not saying don't do everything else that's being ordered from the government and the president and all that good stuff, but get in a relationship. If you don't have one, get in a relationship with God. And the way you get in that relationship, begin to read and study his word. Begin to meditate on his word day and night. Let it not depart from your eyes nor your lip. Meditate therein. You will find life, health, and strength, even to the marrow of our bones. That's word. Amen? So even when things is turned upside down, it don't matter. God say, be still and know that I'm God. And it's just like a husband and a wife, a boyfriend and girlfriend. The reason you marry is because you in love. Or you trust each other. You trust that this person is going to love you and take care of you no matter what. It's the same way with God. Once you get in a relationship with him, it's the same. But it's so much better. It is so much more real. He said you could trust him. But the word of God said, told us to put no trust in no man, because man will fail you. God is not going to fail us. That's what's so good about his love. That's what's so good about his trust. That's what's so good about being in a relationship with him. You don't have to get worried. You don't have to be worried about no trust. Because God said, trust in him. He not the man to lie, neither the Son of God, that he need to repent. What he say he going to do, he going to do it. And if we look at the world and things that's going on in the world and things that happening, and you are meditating and reading your Bible, you'll see from the beginning to the ending, his word is true. Amen? And then he turned around and tell us he watched over his word to perform it. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall stand forever. So if you got the word on the inside of you and heaven and earth begin to pass away, just like I said a few minutes ago, begin to crumble down around you, and you got the word on the inside of you, you're going to stand too, even if the earth crumble. That's a lot of peace. That's a lot of love. Can't nobody give us love like that but Jesus Christ. Amen? So if you're not in a relationship, and you want that perfect love, get in a relationship with the Lord. If you're already in a relationship and you want to boost that love up and get more strength to hold on and hold out, do a little more reading. Do a little more praying. Do some extra fasting. And watch and see what'll happen. He says the joy of the Lord is our strength. We even have joy, he said. You know, that's good stuff. The world can't give you that either. He said, this joy I have, the world can't give it, and the world can't take it away. He give us joy, surpass all understanding, in peace. You know, that's some good stuff. Who wouldn't want to be in a relationship like that? Where you're going to have joy and peace, even in the midst of the storm. That's good stuff. And getting to know him, you will discover that his love is free. It don't cost us nothing. He loves us unconditionally. He said in his word, all souls belong to me. He said, I wish that none shall perish. He loves us all, no matter who you are, what you are, what you're doing, what you're not doing. God loves us anyway. Who wouldn't want to love like that? Man's not like that. You mess over man, they be ready to fight, cuss you out, get a gun and shoot you, do something horrible to you. But God do not work like that. God say, all souls belong to me. I wish that none shall perish. He be with us everywhere we go. He said in his word, even if we make our bed in hell, he steal it. That's in the word. Read your Bible. But God love us so unconditionally. He say he rain on the just as well as unjust. Have you ever noticed some people doing something crooked and God will bless them anyway? You know, can't nobody love us like that but Jesus. And once that perfect love is in your spirit, it casts out all fear. Amen? And that's what we're going to have to do. Continue to walk in that perfect love, and it will cast out all fear. His love comforts us in the midst of fear. For the Lord, our God, is living among us. He's a mighty Savior. He will take delight in your gladness with his love. He will calm all your fears. He will rejoice over us with joy for singing. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? So get in a relationship with Jesus. Or tighten up the one you got already. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, good morning. This is Minister Lily B, and I shall pray for us, amen. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can abide under the shadow of the Almighty God. We thank you that 1,000 may fall at our sides and 10,000 at our right hand, but none will come near us. We thank you that you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. Heavenly Father, we pray for the president of this nation and all of the executive branch of this nation and all members of Congress of this nation, all of the leadership of all our local state, region, and federal agency, commissions, and government of this nation. We ask you to guide and direct the leadership of this nation in every way. Heavenly Father, we are abiding in your word and holding fast to your teaching and living in accordance with them. In the name of Jesus, it is our desire to be your true disciple. Heavenly Father, because you are the vine and we are the branches living in you, we bear much fruit. Apart from you, we can do nothing. Your son Jesus said, if you live in me and my words remain in you and continue to live in your hearts, ask whatever you will and it will be done for you. When we bear much fruit, you, Father, are honored and glorified. By your grace we have received, we show and prove ourselves to be a true follower of your son, Jesus. He has loved us just as you, Father, have loved him, and we are abiding in that love. Heavenly Father, you have assured us that if we keep your commandments, we will abide in your love and live in it, just as your son, Jesus, obeyed your commandments and live in your love. In the name of Jesus, he told us these things that your joy and delight may be in us, and that our love and joy and gladness may be full measure, complete and overflowing. This is your commandment, that we love one another just as you've loved us. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word of this truth that sets us free. We are born of you, and we do not deliberately, knowingly, or habitually practice sin. Your nature abides in us, and we cannot practice sin because we are born of you. We have hidden your word in our hearts, and that we might not sin against you. Oh, Father God, we just